Diary of Charles F. Watrous, Gray Blue Notebook, beginning January 18th, 1918.
January 18th, 1918. We were paid about 9, and there's been a great time in the old town tonight. We fell 7 quarts of champagne. I never thought that I would be enough of a sport to get that kind of can on, but I guess I did. On January 19th, Saturday, I've been out to drill. All day we've been doing a lot of shooting with our own guns and also with the automatic rifle. I've had a good big head all day. I'm going to get a pass for the new chateau for tomorrow. January 20th. We had a rifle inspection. Then we started for the city. We saw some very pretty places, and you could get a wonderful image of the city and the valley from the road. It sure is some place, and there are some very beautiful women in the city. I bought me a hat and also a ring. We got some good gyp for our dinner. We paid 5 francs and didn't get enough for the lad to eat, though. We got back about 11:30 p.m. January 21st, Monday. We went up to the Landerville Road, and the whole regiment was there. The new colonel was there, and he gave us a talk. Yeah, he sure is some boy. And he had the whole regiment with him. From the start, he said we're going to go upon scene in a few days. He said, "Do you blue-blooded nutmeg Yanks think you're as good as the Germans are?" And everybody hollered yes. And he said, "By God, there won't be one of you men get hurt by lack of knowledge from the head of the regiment." And then he said, "Every damn one of you has got to work like hell with me, and I'll work like hell for you." We went over on the hill in the back of the Landerville and had our mess and came back. January 22nd, Tuesday. We meet at the same place today, and the old boy gave us another talk on different things. It was mostly about going away without leave, and he gave some of the fellows hell in front of the whole regiment. He sure does know how to do it. You can be shot for the slightest offense over here. He sure did line out things very plainly, and anybody who hears him won't beat it away very soon. We marched down from there to Landerville and then up to Trelaw to the drill grounds and had some drill and a little entrenching work. We had dinner upon the drill field, and then we got back. We had a lecture on the insurance and allotment scheme. We got some good dope unit. January 23rd, Wednesday. We had to stand reveille this morning, the first in a long while. We did about the same this morning that we did yesterday. The old boy gave us a spiel just before coming in. He sure does know how to go at the boys, and everyone's with him. We went out in the range shooting this PM. I only fired one shot and made a scene. I got a letter from Ma tonight and had supper with the old woman. Rudolph came back today for a few days. I'm going to go clean up my gun before I go to bed. January 24th, Thursday. We've been on the range all day to do shooting at some targets, and one lad got hurt with a rifle grenade. This has been a fine day, though. January 25th, Friday. We've been over to Landerville Range today, and we went through the bayonet course and threw some live grenades, and I've run up a fair scene. On the 200-yard range, I got 17 out of 25. We had dinner out there and had a good feed when we got back. I had to go on guard and got a good post because it comes off at 10 o'clock. They have stopped selling to the Americans. I got a letter from Hilda. January 26, Saturday. I've been at the commissary all day today. I went up in the wood this morning, and after dinner I cleaned out the room. Brooks is gone. He went today and gone to a development camp. I don't think that he'll ever be able to go to the front with us this time or the next time that we go. I'm going to take a bath tonight. I bought a couple of handkerchiefs, and they're dandy. February 6th. We got up at 5 o'clock and left the village of Rue-la-Chateau. We went to Chateauneuf and entrained at 8 o'clock and started at once. We went by way of Machateau. We were on the train with all the luggage, the mules, wagons, and we also had 100 rounds of ammunition, and also with our packs and everything else like gas masks, mess kits, extra pairs of shoes, 2 suits under clothes. We were sure crowded in the cars, from 25 to 40 men in a car. February 7th. We passed through a lot of places since yesterday morning, and we've come a long ways. We must have moved about 150 miles. We got off the train at 5:30 this morning, and we started out on a hike. It was sure the hardest and longest hike that we've had yet. The town that we got off at had been blown to hell, and all the way up there, all we saw were trenches where the French were preparing for a retreat if they had to. We're quartered in what appears to be an old chalk mine. There is one regiment of French, and our regiment is all underground. One gets lost trying to find his way around the damn place. We don't know how long we'll be here, but probably a couple of days. The French have a canteen here, so you can buy almost anything you want. Wine, beer, cigars, candy. It sure is some place. It costs a lot of money and lives to take it, as the Germans had it about 5 months ago, and it sure was a stronghold, and it covers a good many acres of ground. One could hardly know that a camp was here. You can't see a thing hardly from the ground that looks like a camp. It's almost time for supper. February 8th. We got up 8 o'clock this morning and got our breakfast. We washed up and rolled our packs and were ready to leave. We had a short talk by the old boy this morning, and then the French gave us a concert. We left the dugout at about 2 o'clock and started on a good hike. And believe me, it was sure some hike. I thought we'd never be able to make it. We passed through 3 villages that had been entirely demolished. We also passed a lot of the old trenches that the Germans held, that were now grounds that had been won back by the French. The French are going to rebuild and are even now working at the roads and removing some of the wines. I thought we would never get to our destination, and we never got there until dark, and when we struck up the hill at last, it was a hell, good and proper. The hill was so steep, we had to go up one path, one at a time, and stop about every 5 yards, just like the side of a house. This place is like the other ones, and was fired up by the Germans. The bunks are built one on top of the other. It's not as big a hole in the ground as the other, but it's big enough to get lost in. We are now in what's called the reserve line, and we'll probably stay here a few days. I think that Company H has gone into the 3-line trenches. These places are a great many years old, but they come in handy at this eye for hiding troops, and that they're all fired up with electrical lights. One would never think that we're within shelling distance of the Boche by the songs and jokes of the boys. On the long hike with our packs and ammunition and gun and everything else, there was no problem at all. If we had a day like this in drill, everybody would have been hollering about it. But we're getting to be regulars now, and we don't seem to mind it as much as we did at first on the march that we all had. About all we could do was stagger along, but we kept going just the same. We'll have no supper except hardtack and water, and the kitchen is stuck coming up the road on the other side of the hill. February 9th, Saturday. We've not done much of anything today. We've been sleeping all day, had not had much to eat, only hardtack and coffee. I saw a battle this morning between some French and German planes. We was out by the kitchen watching it. You could see the French plane shooting along after the other one, and they were shooting at him good and strong. The shells that came from the planes gave out a white smoke when they exploded, and the ones from the ground gave out a black smoke. It was sure pretty watching them shoot in and out of the clouds. I went down after that late in the afternoon, and a shell burst in the village just after we had left. February 10th, Sunday. In the dugout, all is well. We've received good news. We are to go up and cut barbed wire. We had a boot, and we'll have a rifle inspection today. It don't seem like Sunday at all the shells coming over at the intervals today. One burst just as I was going over to the canteen in the other dugout, and it was near enough to see what it does. You could see the dirt fly up in the air when it went off. We had for breakfast 2 slices of bacon, 1 small potato and coffee, and hardtack for dinner. We had coffee and hardtack, and for supper, we're going to have some stewed bread and coffee. Perhaps 2 orderlies just arrived from battalion headquarters, and they say all is quiet up there, nothing doing for the artillery, and that it's going to be very heavy if the French guns are manned by Americans of the 101st Artillery. They're doing very good work, that 1st Battalion, and it's right up behind us, ready to take our place when we go up. February 11th, Monday. In the reserve cave, we went out tonight for the first time and dug trenches. We also had our first experience in the shell fire. They were coming over our heads in good style, and they were bursting only about 200 yards away from us. They burst 3 or 4 of them. Kind of made us cringe, but after that we got kind of used to it. We got back about 11 o'clock and had food and then went to bed. February 12th, Tuesday. I've been on guard, so I didn't go out with the company to work. There was an air battle today and it was a good one. They got a French observation balloon and they French got a German plane. Saw one guy up with shells bursting there all around. He was sure a great flyer. He was dodging around and cutting all kinds of figures, but they didn't get him. There must be about a dozen of them up there all together. It was some sight to see. February 13th, Wednesday. Have not had much to do today, so we'll be able to go out and dig. Went out to dig trenches with the bunch, and it was sure rotten digging. It was kind of misty, so the Boche sent us a few presents, but they didn't reach us. So we kept on. All's okay. Anybody could get lost very easily at night out here in the battlefield of Malmaison. I guess that if I fell down once, I did 50 times coming back. You couldn't see 3 feet ahead of you, and you would slip into a shell hole on one side, and then you would go down on the other side. It was sure hell without any mistake. About one half of the company got lost coming back. February 14th, Thursday. Got up at 8 o'clock and went down and washed up, and it sure felt good to get all fussed up. We washed up in a shell hole, and that was only about 8 feet deep. Went out and dug trenches tonight. Fritz was very quiet tonight and didn't have anything to say to us at all. February 15th, Friday. Things have been going fine today. It's been a lot of air fights today. I guess there must have been at least 100 shells fired at one fellow, but they didn't get him. There were 6 German planes trying to get one Frenchman, but they missed him. He would duck up and down and around and look to us as if he was turning over and over in the air. He sure had his nerve with him all the time. The aircraft guns were firing and the shrapnel came down very near us while we were out tonight. 3 German planes flew over us and were driven back by the guns in some village near us. They were probably out on a raiding trip, but they didn't succeed. February 16th, Saturday. Been laying around most of the day. Doing nothing, really. I had rifle inspection this morning, and this is about all we have done today. We go up to the front line tomorrow night, I think, and then the fun begins, and by all reports, we'll have some. February 17th, Sunday. My squad had to go on kitchen police today, and believe me, we sure got our stomachs full for once. About 12 o'clock, we got orders for our platoon, which is the first with Lieutenant Matthias in charge, to get ready to move. We reached our destination about 6 o'clock and relieved a platoon of H Company, and we're now holding what is called the first line of reserve, and it's also a strong point. We may be called any moment to go to the front line and help out there. We're in real dugouts now that are about 30 feet long and about 4 feet wide, with bunks made of chicken wire. I'm in charge of the one I'm in. There are 6 of us in it, and we take turns at guard. It's sure some life. We had a service this morning by Lieutenant Patty, and it was really interesting. Very funny place for church in a cave like that. February 18th, Monday. Have slept most of the day. It's about all we do in the daytime. 2 patrols went out tonight. 1 taken by Matthew and the other by Matt Granier. I guess they had some time and saw a wonderful air fight today. It was sure a great one. 3 French and 4 Germans were peppering the hell out of each other. This is some life in these dugouts. The company took places in the trenches tonight. February 19th, Tuesday. The days are just the same with nothing to do but eat and sleep, which we sure can do. No fights today and the front was real quiet. 2 parties went out again tonight on patrol. February 20th, Wednesday. We've been laying around all the morning. This afternoon, I washed up and cleaned up, and tonight we're going to carry ammunition up to the company. We left about 7 o'clock and got up to headquarters, and from there we went to a French dugout about 2 miles north of the camp. 4 of us stayed in the dugout until 3:30, and then took a trip through the wire over into no man's land. Everything was real quiet. We stayed out until it was almost daylight, and then we came back in. We got back here about 8 this morning and went to bed. February 21st, Thursday. Have been sleeping most of the day. Got up about 2 o'clock, washed up and cleaned my rifle. Don't know whether we'll go out tonight or not. I hope not. February 22nd, Friday. We've been sleeping all day. Are not going out tonight, although Lieutenant Mathis would like to take us out without any Frenchmen, but they wouldn't let him go alone. February 25th, Monday. We've been playing cards all day and reading. We had some supper tonight. Turkey, mashed potatoes, and cranberry. And for the third line trenches, I don't believe that any such thing was ever heard of before. It was supposed to have been for our Washington birthday supper. We didn't know it was his birthday until it was all over.